East Africa's famine steals the futures of coming generations. Churches in Algeria are at the government's mercy once more. And you can help end Bible poverty one verse at a time. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The long-term effects of the East Africa famine are stretching much further than hunger. Pat Melanson with Baptist Global Response says it's easy to think things will be fine once the famine ends, but
some of the long-term side effects can be devastating, I think, for a community probably for a decade or more.
People have experienced not just starvation, but loss of land, livelihood, education, emotional development, and two entire generations, the children and elderly who've died in the famine. Plus, desperation has frightening side effects.
People begin to resort to things that's going to enable them to survive. And so you will have an increase in the amount of prostitution. You'll have an increase in the amount of trafficking of children. You'll have an increase in the number of child soldiers.
BGR is responding first with food and then with self-sustaining programs, all while sharing the hope of Christ in a hopeless situation. Our website has the full story and ways you can help. Meanwhile, Protestant churches in Algeria continue to struggle. Although the Protestant Church of Algeria finally became officially recognized by the government in July, 25 of its churches still aren't. The government has no obligation to protect those churches and can shut them down at any time. Open Doors USA has provided a way for you to ask the Algerian ambassador to look into this so that the gospel can be freely shared. You can do so online. You're listening to Mission Network News. A recent survey from the American Bible Society shows that a majority of participants misattributed a Bible verse to Martin Luther King Jr. We contacted Faith Comes By Hearing to look into what this actually revealed. Spokesman Bill Lohr says it's biblical illiteracy.
You need to understand your faith, and the only way you're going to understand your faith is to get into God's Word, so that when somebody uses these phrases or somebody uses a bit of Scripture out of context, you're able to then come alongside them and work with them and help them.
False teachings creep in and can risk the unity of the body of Christ.
As the church, if we don't understand what the Scripture is and we're not in the Scripture and we're not engaging the Scripture, then we can easily be misled in our everyday walk and our everyday life.
The solution? Engage with the Scripture.
We have 573 languages that we have now recorded the complete New Testament in, so people from all around the world would be able to engage God's Word. And I would just encourage folks to go out and find the best format where they're going to spend time in God's Word so that they can understand what that truth is.
Next, nearly 30% of the world's language groups have yet to be introduced to Scripture. One Verse is a program of the Seed Company that enables people to support local Bible translators as they make God's message available in the language of their people. Spokesman Michael Currier says,
there are currently close to 340 million people who have no access to God's Word whatsoever. They don't have a verse of Scripture in their language. That's the remaining need.
Bible translation is expensive, and that scares people off. Currier says they broke it down into sponsorship of one verse at a time.
The greatest value for these translation programs is to have a monthly sponsorship, and it's $26 a month. And when you get your receipt and statement, you see the verse that you actually sponsored on there.
One Verse also launched a kids program to teach the art of storytelling the Bible.
It's a free 10-week program. We have 10 weeks that cover the Old Testament and then 10 weeks that cover the New Testament collection of stories.
And ice-cold hearts are starting to melt in Greenland. Historically, Greenlandic people were Inuit immigrants from Canada and held shamanistic or animistic beliefs. Breakthrough has been tough over the last 40 years, but in the last six, an Operation Mobilization worker has seen some change. Kenny's from Singapore, but he looks a lot like the people, so gained rapport for the church as he talked to the locals about Christ during his visits. Finally, people are turning to the Lord. Pray for them. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to Amanda Miller, the winner of the Global Action Trip to India. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. You can get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.